Hey Rebels, are your walls boring? Well, listen up, because today's episode is being brought to you by The Gallery. It's based out of New York, and The Gallery is a curated collection of photographs from around the world. You know, we're all unable to travel right now, so this is a great way to bring a piece of the world to you. And all prints are made from 100% recycled aluminum, giving your wall that gallery finish. And right now, The Gallery is offering our listeners, that's you guys, Rebels of the Sheer Pollution, 15% off their purchase by using the code 15OFF. Go to thegallery.com. That's thegallry.com, and your walls will never be boring again. Let's head back to the show.
Bill, have you ever had a celebrity encounter?
Once I met the Dalai Lama. I'll never forget what he said. It was very inspiring.
Really? What did he say?
He told me I had spinach in my teeth. Truly life-changing.
I see. Well, look at that. Time to go to work. Attention, Rebels of the Sheer Pollution. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And now Mr. Bruce will lead you into the Sherpa Chalet. As a reminder, please don't disturb the yak.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, Rebels of the Sheer Pollution. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, affectionately known as Podcasts, Podcasts, and Beyond, which I was going to use as the original title, but the people at Bed Bath & Beyond weren't really too happy about that. Besides, I can't give anybody a good deal on an air fryer. So how you doing? It's me, Jim the Podcast Sherpa. I've arrived. And we have an interesting theme this week.
It's theme week.
And it is about celebrity encounters, but not from the fans' point of view, from the celebrity's point of view. Now, how do we know what the celebrities think? Well, sometimes when I talk to celebrities on the Sherpa Screening Room, which is my other podcast that you can also hear here. On the same day, when it's not too many podcasts, you can listen to my friend Nick's podcast called Fan Counters. And he co-hosts that with a lady named Elizabeth, who didn't show up at the interview. Boy, we're watching you, Elizabeth. You're in trouble. I don't know. I've never met the woman. We'll be nice to her. All right. I'm too giggly. Let's just have a listen to my conversation with Nick and all about his podcast, Fan Counters. Hello, Rebels. We are here. Where else? At the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet. And today I am speaking with Nick from the Fan Counters Celebrity Podcast. Fan Counters, the real side of celebrity. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
It's good. How are you, Jim?
I am doing very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I know you've got a lot of stories that you want to share. So let's get to know you first, though. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. It's really good to be here. I am not only a podcaster about celebrities, but I have had run-ins with celebrities. I have done some feature films in my career. I've got 6 feature films under my belt. I wrote a TV pilot and pitched it to several networks. Never got picked up, but that's okay. I have a web series that I made a few years ago on YouTube, just to kind of keep my skills fresh. And I come from a radio background. So when the radio gig stopped, my former boss, actually, we decided about 20 years later to do this podcast. And now for 2.5 years, we've run Fan Counters and have had a really good time getting to know various celebrities and what it's really like to live their life, which is, for me, pretty interesting. I've always been fascinated with celebrities. I've had crushes on people that I've seen on TV, and it's just been a very fascinating ride that this show has brought us on to learn a lot about these people.
So were there any movies or TV shows that people might recognize you from?
Well, I wrote a pilot with Beverly Mitchell. Do you know, remember her?
I'm trying to think. Sounds familiar.
She was on 11 seasons of Seventh Heaven. She played the middle daughter, Lucy Camden.
Okay.
I had done a film called Diary of an Ex-Child Star. And that turned into the fact that I thought, wow, this is a really good movie. I felt really good about it. So I started contacting former child stars to see if they might be interested in working with me to move it to the next level, either refinance, you know, get a bigger budget, make a real film with it, or get a television series out of it. And as soon as I contacted Beverly Mitchell's agent, he passed the script along to her and she loved it so much that, well, I don't know if she really loved it or the premise, because we completely rewrote it, ended up calling it Growing Up Hollywood. And it turned into a good pilot script that never went anywhere. But now it's kind of funny because Growing Up Hollywood is now Beverly Mitchell's website where you can read her blog. So I was like, oh, that's what happened to the show. It turned into your website. But that was a fun experience. So that's probably where I get most notoriety, is being involved with that project.
Did you get involved with radio first or acting first?
Oh, definitely radio. I started in radio when I was 15, actually, as a board operator, just doing live broadcast board operating, and ended up being on the air and creating my own show. I did a music review show where I would go through an artist's entire album instead of just playing the hit songs. And that did not syndicate either. So I feel like I get so close and then nothing happens. It just fizzles out. But that's okay, because it's about the learning experience. And it's about really the journey of having all these experiences and having fun. And it's certainly been a fun many years, you know, doing radio and film and even working on this podcast.
You said you've had celebrity crushes over the years. Now, because your show deals with celebrities encountering their fans, did you ever encounter any of your celebrity crushes? Can we talk about that in the show?
I am trying so hard to make that happen. When I was a very young teenager, there was a show. Do you remember the show Step by Step?
Sure.
Okay. So Christine Lakin was on that show. And I have been trying very hard to get her on my podcast, because I have a story about how I connected with her once this goes way back. But you know dial-up internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. So we had Prodigy back then, and I was president of the step-by-step fan club on Prodigy, which was one of the very first internet message board services. Well, one of the boys on the show, Josh Byrne, his dad was on Prodigy as well and was a member of this group. So he would take messages to and from Christine for me, allegedly. And I believe it was true, because I had a friend in California who actually used that guy to get into a taping of the show. So I'm pretty sure he was legit, but I really want to try and verify that someday with Christine and see if she recalls any of this. But I have not. I've been one step away. I've had her co-host from the Worst Ever Podcast on the show, Alaa Khaled, and I want to talk about him later. But he was on the show, and I'm like, Alaa, you have to get me Christine on the show. But for some reason, she won't come on the show. She will not return my calls. So that would be a fun one, because I just want to see, you know, after all these years, I want to know, was I really communicating with her?
Yeah, you need one of those great mysteries of life solved, right? You don't want to find out too late, right?
Well, exactly, because it's already been more years than I want to admit.
You know, it's funny. There's a celebrity that I've been trying to get on the show. I could say his information, and was told by my publicist, okay, first email him and then text him after. I said, okay. And I did that, sent a nice email saying, hi, Jim, the podcast Chirpa, how'd you like to come on the show? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. No response. Sent a text, you know, kind of the same thing. Well, I sent you an email. I don't know if maybe you didn't get it. How'd you like to come on my show? Still no response.
Nothing. Oh, man.
So my wife and I were watching TV, and there was a commercial that came on, and that he was on the commercial. And I went, huh. I said, I am not on speaking terms with him.
You're yelling at the television. Your wife is looking at you like, what are you doing?
One day he's going to look at his phone and go, where did this come from?
I hope you get him. Just like, I'm not going to quit doing this podcast till she comes on. And once she comes on, maybe then I'll stop. But
maybe you should feature her. Like, I see like on your website, there's like a star there. Maybe if you put like a picture of her face in the star.
Yeah. Do you think that would get enough attention? I've talked about her on the show an awful lot, all in good things. So there's no reason she shouldn't come on the show.
Maybe you could put in a good word with Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, I don't know. Suzanne Summers would be a fascinating interview as well.
Oh, sure.
So I think if I actually got in touch with her, I might even forget about Christine. So wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She definitely made her mark on television.
Oh, for sure. I mean, but I don't know if she's better known for Three's Company or the Thighmaster. I'm definitely going with Thighmaster on this one.
I think she just kind of reinvented herself, really, when the Thighmaster came out.
Yeah, I think George Foreman and Suzanne Summers really have the market cornered on celebrity spokespeople. I don't know if anybody can get bigger than those two on endorsing a product.
Yeah. And that George Foreman grill was kind of a death trap anyway.
I never had one, so I don't know. But I sure remember the commercials.
Oh, yeah. He knocked the fat out.
Right.
He was busy naming his kids, all five of his kids, George. So.
Exactly. And that's a disaster in itself. Because I have two kids. They're twins. And I get them mixed up all the time. But if you had five kids named one thing, good luck. Good luck.
George, come here. What do you want, Dad? No, I want George.
The other one. No, still the other one.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Get me the George.
I'll do it myself.
Clean his room. So let's talk a little bit about Fan Counters.
So my co-host Elizabeth, actually, it's really funny. She's not here because she's probably in bed somewhere at her house. But she used to be my boss when I was working in radio. And what's the best part is now all these years later, I get to boss her around, which is super fun. And when she doesn't come on podcasts like this with me, I get to say whatever I want, which is awesome. And I get to talk all the time, which that doesn't always happen either. Sometimes I'm just like,
So the mic is all mine.
It is. I know. It feels good.
You need that outlet, Nick.
It's a good thing. No, she's a great co-host. We have a lot of fun lately because of this whole the COVID-19 pandemic. I had hosted a lot of shows by myself. So if you are going through the back catalog or anything, you might be like, well, where is she? She's there. You just got to look a little bit further back. Once everything is over and it's calmed down, she kind of freaks out about this stuff. She'll be back.
You should tell her to check in via telephone just so people know that, yes, I'm still here. I'm still part of the show.
Well, it's awful. I texted her 2 days ago about this interview, actually, and I still haven't gotten a text back. Apparently, that's not her primary method of communication. It is mine, however.
I can imagine 2 days after this interview, you'll be like, yeah, I'll come on the show.
Right. Yeah, you're a little late. It's funny, though, because she'll ask all the sensitive questions that I'm afraid to ask. So it's really great to have her here because a lot of times people can not say no to the female asking the sensitive question. And she covers really well when they do get clammy, you know, when they clam up and don't have an answer, then she just can jump right in and be like, oh, I'm sorry. And then they forgive her. And I don't think they'd be that forgiving with me.
We're a little cursed that way, Nick, I guess.
Do you get that when you interview a celebrity where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can, if the male voice can ask this question?
I haven't had too many situations like that. There was just one, I had an actor about a week or so ago. Yeah, I could say his name, Oliver Robbins. And he was in Poltergeist. He played the son in Poltergeist.
I'm very familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was always this story about the Poltergeist curse.
Yes.
Because people, you know, from the cast were dying after the movie was filmed and everything. And before we did the interview, I was thinking about it and I said, maybe I should check with him because these were his friends and stuff like that. And, you know, for some people that might be like a touchy subject. So I said, would it be all right if we talk about that? And he was fine. He said, yeah, I get asked about it all the time. He said, it, you know, it doesn't bother me.
I am a Poltergeist. That's my favorite horror movie series. And about, I don't know, a year into me doing this podcast, I actually tracked down Heather Rourke's sister, Tammy. And after many, many exchanges, she finally agreed to come on the show and pretty much answered every question I had about her sister and all of the rumors that were going on online with Steven Spielberg and all that stuff. She addressed everything. And so now I'm fascinated that you have Oliver Robbins on. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that show.
By the time I have this mix, it'll probably be on.
Okay, well, there you go.
We're in the past now, Nick.
The past, future. It's a weird place to be.
That's right.
I love Poltergeist and the whole mystery surrounding it. You know, that's never going to go away.
He said if it's something that ties to the movie, it makes people curious to kind of attach it to a legend of a movie. He said, I have no problem with it. But he said, as far as an actual curse, there's really no curse. It was just, you know, just unfortunate incidents that happened. And, you know, he said, I lost good friends. Oh, God, I brought the tone of this interview down. Like, it was supposed to be fun.
Why don't we talk about people peeing on their shoes? That'll be a much better conversation. I have a story about
that. You
have
a story about someone peeing on their shoes, don't you?
I do. So the one part about Elizabeth being on the podcast is that she loves to find out about celebrity bathroom encounters that people have with different celebrities. So Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch, he played Peter. He had probably one of the best experiences of a bathroom encounter ever. I don't know if you've ever been to like Wrigley Field where they have troughs.
Okay, well, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so everybody's kind of peeing together, right? There's no divider. Well, Christopher Knight was at one of these type of urinals, but it was just a wall. Like it was this walk-in thing. You could just walk in the trough if you wanted to. So he's there, he's doing his business, and some guy comes in, obviously very overserved, and he's like, oh my God, Peter Brady! And he slaps him on the back so hard that he pushed him into the urinal.
Oh no.
So by the time that Chris realized what was going on and who this guy was, it was too late. He already peed on his shoes. So that kind of stuck.
I thought you were going to say he was standing next to him and then he turned around and said, hey, weren't you on the Brady Bunch? Okay, face forward there, buddy.
Right. We don't need this on Instagram.
Yeah, he just ruined a good pair of khakis.
But those are some of the fun stories, like, you know, that we'll get to hear on our show, because the hook of the show is really about their encounters with fans. And we'll talk to, you know, the celebrities about anything in their career. But really, we want to revert right to that subject to find out, you know, you might have met somebody at a concert backstage or whatever, and you'll come home and be like, oh, you'll never believe who I met. They were so great. And the hook of our show is, what did that celebrity think of that encounter? You know, what do they walk away thinking? And that's what we get to find out, which is really fun.
You've obviously had a few celebrity encounters, you know, in your movie career and your writing career.
Yeah, and a lot in the radio thing, because we did a lot of backstage meet and greets with different celebrities. So it was a country radio station. So pretty much every country artist I've gotten to meet and interact with. And that's always fun. But some of the best ones are really the Hollywood connections that I've made, where when I do go out to LA to tape shows and to just visit my friends who work in the business, going to the set. And I remember I was on, hold on, it's going to CSI New York.
Okay.
And the guy who played Lieutenant Dan, I can't remember his name. Do you remember?
Oh,
Gary Sinise, right?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay. Yeah. So he was on that show. And I got to watch him tape an episode of CSI New York. And like, that was the most awesome experience ever. I didn't get to meet him, but just being there, watching them work, those are fascinating experiences.
TV is just a whole process unto itself, too. It's, you know, a lot of people, I don't think, you know, think that they just walk in there, they film it, and boom, it's done in a half an hour. But it takes them a long time.
Yeah, like 8 days for a 1 hour show. It's crazy. I didn't remember his name. That's a memory I haven't thought of in a long time, but just going out there and getting to watch shows in production is one of my favorite things to do.
You don't really just limit it to Hollywood people. I know you've spoken with some of the creators and you've spoken to some musicians and some athletes as well.
Yeah, our celebrities run the gamut. I mean, we've had music stars. We talked to people from Broadway shows. We've had some of the girls from Dance Moms on, a lot of reality stars. I've been into this Love After Lockup kick. Have you seen the show?
No, I noticed that. Yeah, you had a few.
Oh, you're missing
out. Members.
I'm like, I can't stop watching this. It's like one of those train wrecks where you just cannot stop tuning into the show. So, Yeah, I've had several cast members from Love After Lockup on, and those are always fascinating interviews. And we've done some sports stars as well. So we get a lot of Disney and Nickelodeon people pitched to us. So we bring a lot of kids on. So our audience that listens to the show is very, it varies widely because of, you know, I think you have to kind of preview the topic to think if it's going to be appropriate if you have young ears in the car from the Love After Lockup. But then, you know, we have been reuniting the cast of the new Leave It to Beaver show from the 80s. And we've had almost every major cast member on so far, kind of reuniting them on our show, which has kind of been, that's been fun too.
And didn't you talk to Jerry Mathers also?
Yeah, we did. Well, from that show, we did Jerry Mathers, Tony Dow, Janice Kent, who played Tony's wife on the show. We did the kids, Kip Marcus and Kalina Kiff, who is a very hard interview to get, by the way. The creator, Brian Levant, was on the show. One of the main writers, Cindy Begel, was on the show. We had a composer of all the music for over 100 episodes of that show. So we've been pretty good. We haven't gotten Eddie Haskell yet, but we're working on him.
He'll come sooner or later.
Oh, I'm sure. Because, you know, once they find out how many we've had, that's how we got Kalina to finally do it, because she doesn't do any interviews. And it took 6 months to get her on the show.
Was it luck or just a little clout?
It was constant communication. Like, hey, guess who was just on the show? Here's the link. Looking forward to talking to you. You know, so it was some of that.
Little subtle hints dropping then, in other words.
Exactly.
Who is it that you would like to have a celebrity encounter with? You're speaking for yourself.
My ultimate celebrity encounter would be definitely Morgan Freeman. In fact, it was really funny. One week when I didn't have a show prepped, Morgan Freeman did a Q&A on Facebook. So I did a dream sequence show where I said, if I was to interview Morgan Freeman, this is what it would sound like. So then I voiced over all the questions that the fans had sent in, and then I played his answers. And it was kind of like one of those moments where I wish that was so real. I think he's my number one celebrity that I would really like to meet.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's probably got some great stories as well. We were talking about how whoever it is, as long as they've got a great story, you know, that makes the podcast worthwhile.
Definitely. We've had some really good stories. This is a funny one. Do you remember Terry Fader, who won America's Got Talent? He was one of the first ventriloquists. Yeah.
Right.
So when he was on the show, he told us of an encounter that he had right after he won America's Got Talent. He was in Las Vegas for the Jerry Lewis telethon. He'd always wanted to do the telethon. And finally, since he was of celebrity status, he was able to do it. So he was leaving the airport. And as he was ready to get to his gate, a woman came up to him and she was screaming. She's like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? And so he looks at her and he's like, well, I was doing the MDA telethon. And she says to him, I specifically came to Las Vegas to go to the telethon hoping that I would run into a celebrity. And I finally did. And Terry Fader, without missing a beat, goes, oh, yeah, who did you run into? Because he didn't realize that she literally was talking about him because he had just won the show. He didn't really think that. Like, he didn't think about people knowing who he was. And it kind of took him off guard. But I thought that was pretty funny. She's like, duh, idiot, it's you.
Do you have other specific favorite episodes that you've done so far? I know you've got a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I just did an episode with Stephen Kramer Glickman, who confirmed with me, and I don't know if you know who this is, but he played Gustavo, who was a music producer on the Nickelodeon show Big Time Rush.
Okay.
So this was back in the like 2010s era. Anyway, so Stephen Kramer Glickman was on the show, and he told me about something that I always wondered. Because, you know, you think of single celebrities, they kind of probably have a lot of women throwing themselves at him, right? Well, he confirmed that because he said that at the time of the Big Time Rush fame for him, it was him and the single moms. And I was like, okay, where are you going with this? And he goes, there's single moms who had kids who liked the show. So he ended up driving all over Southern California, sleeping with the single moms that he would tell me about. And I was like, okay, do you really want to be telling me this? He said there was one time he went with a mom and he went to, you know, he slept over or whatever. He woke up in the morning, him and the mom go down to the kitchen for breakfast, and the kids get up. And they're like ready to go to school. And they're like, why is Gustavo from Big Time Rush in our house? And he looks at them and he goes, because I'm sleeping with your mom. Have a good day at school, kids.
Oh, no.
I was like, wow, that is a major revelation. I've never had a celebrity tell me that they're just sleeping with random fans before, but that one blew me away. I was very surprised to hear somebody, you know, admit that to me.
It's definitely an interesting take on fame, right?
Well, he goes, that's not what you were expecting, were you? And I was like, no, not at all. But I was like, I stayed quiet, man. I just let him tell the story. His publicist might not be so happy, but we got that scoop.
Now I wonder what all the other single moms, after they heard that story, are thinking.
Right. Oh, it wasn't special. I wasn't just, you know, I wasn't the one. But I guess after the one night, you probably figured that out. It's pretty obvious.
Oh, I lost your number. I was moving this weekend. It was locusts.
Exactly.
Because we both get to do podcasts. I'm sure you have certain favorite podcasts that you like to listen to. So what are some of your faves?
Well, I have to throw the shout out and suck up to Christine Lakin and Alok Khaled. They host Worst Ever Podcast, where they talk about, it started out with Worst Ever Auditions, but now it's just your worst ever experiences. They also have celebrities on their show. Like, I like Dave Ramsey, who's a financial guy, so I listen to his podcast all the time. And pretty much anybody associated with him, I listen to. I don't know if I should say this or not, because I've been banned from a Facebook group for admitting this, but I do enjoy the show called Who Are These Podcasts? Have you heard of this show?
Believe it or not, I have.
You have. Well, there you go. I hope you still air my episode then.
They review podcasts, right?
They do. And they're not very nice about it, but that's kind of the fun of it. They're just making jokes about it and then they move on. And some people can't get over that. But yeah, I've been kicked out of podcasting Facebook groups because I, you know, if they're like, what's your favorite show? And I list that, then I'm banned. And it's like, what happened? They really hate that show. But it's very comedic. It's very funny. So yeah, those are my favorites. That's what eats up all my time.
We have this portion of the show and it's called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where you get to tell all our rebels of the Sherpalution how they can get in touch with you and follow you on that wonderful world of social media.
This has been a lot of fun and I really want to thank you for having me. So the Fan Counter Celebrity Podcast is found best by just searching for Fan Counters on all those podcast apps. We can go to fancounters.com to stream it. We have a private Facebook group called Sharpie Nation. It's like the Sharpie marker. And like you're asking for an autograph. So if you go on Facebook and search for Sharpie Nation, we're there. And then we have our big group that you can post in and nobody gets the notifications. That's at Fan Counters. The most fans follow us there, but I often wonder how many people actually see what we post there because everything gets filtered so crazily on Facebook. And then you can email us at hello@fancounters.com.
There you have it. So before we say goodbye, Elizabeth, listen to this podcast. But we've said nothing but nice things about you on this show, even though you are probably sleeping. Okay, so now I want to thank my guest, Nick. And again, the podcast is called Fan Counters, and with celebrity encounters with their fans. So thank you so much. And new episodes come out every Friday, right?
Thank you. Yeah, every Friday we launch new episodes. So check us out.
All right, so thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
Little programming note, Rebels, for next week. Even though we're talking about celebrity encounters this week, I had a bunch of celebrity encounters that will be broadcast next week. It's Faces to Watch, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Make sure you check them out. So now let's talk about podcasts featuring celebrities. We have Alec Baldwin. Here's the thing. I really like that one. Macaulay Culkin and his co-host Matt Cohen on Bunny Ears. Shaquille O'Neal and the big podcast with Shaq. Well, what could be small with Shaq? I'm not going there. Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, the Olympic skaters, they have a podcast called Tara and Johnny. RuPaul with Michelle Visage on What's the Tea? Snoop Dogg with Snoop Dogg's GGN podcast. Anna Faris of Anna Faris is Unqualified.
I don't know. I have my doubts about that one. And Dax Shepard, who is married to the lovely Kristen Bell, he has a podcast called Armchair Expert. And finally, the one that gives me the true validation as a podcaster. Thank you so much. I have to say, it's the podcast that's called It's Happening, starring Snooki. Yes, thank you, Snooki. Thank you. I feel so much better now. Thanks so much to Nick for coming on down to the Sherpa Chalet and spending a little time for an interview. And you can check out his podcast called Fan Counters. And if you like this show, you know what? Why don't you follow me on social media like Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter? And you just need to know one word, Sherpalution, as in Viva la Sherpalution. Yeah, it sounds familiar. And why else does it sound familiar? That's the name of my website, sherpalution.com. You can hear all of the episodes, you can read all the Sherpa sheets, you can listen to some music, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff that we've got lined up. I don't know. It's a website. Check it out. And it also has the link to the Sherpa shop, where you can do some shopping for good. Join us next week, and we'll be back with the Sherpa screening room, and we will hear from celebrities. And Mr. Bruce, I'm sure that you've got plenty of stories from your adoring public bumping into you in public, or hopefully not in private, or at least some that maybe might not be able to be shared on a podcast. You can tell me that after you show everybody out the door. I'll be waiting. Hey, everybody. Have a good week. Viva la Sherpalution. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalution. Viva la Sherpalution. Yeah, I'll come back now you're here.